Time for a catch-up on technology now. We've been following the company Neatbox since the beginning, in fact, through apps like Button, which allow people to activate and cross at traffic lights without having to find the button, and Welcome, which is an app which improves customer service, not just for customers with disability, but improves the service given by service providers as well. To tell us more, we have with us Gavin Neat. Thanks for joining us once again, Gavin.
Alan, it is always a pleasure. I feel like it's a friendly chat whenever you invite me on. For those who don't know me, it all started my work with Guide Dogs for the Blind. I was a mobility instructor. I would walk into shops, any venue, hospitals, whatever, post offices, and I would watch how people interacted with my blind client. And then I started to realize this was not all the issues that I saw my client was having were issues that every disabled person had with how does a person interact with a disabled person. And traditionally, it's all about staff training. You train your staff and then you hope, with your fingers crossed, that your staff member is going to be able to interact with any situation that they come into contact with. And of course, it can't work. Staff have changed so much. It's been dramatic since the start of COVID. So what I realized at that point was if I could connect people's mobile phones to the venue that they're going to, then I could potentially train staff based on a specific person's needs. So a blind person going to a shop, say, for instance, now we're currently, we'll talk about other people that we're working with, but we're currently installed in Next, for instance, in three of their stores in Edinburgh. So if you're walking towards a Next store, you can let them know you're coming. And the fact that you've got a profile on the phone will also give them some advice on how best to interact with you, or indeed anybody with a guide dog. And that's key here. This isn't just about the person who's using the app. This is like staff training constantly. Anytime somebody uses the app, everybody is helped because you're basically raising awareness in staff. Remember, it's a totally free download. The venue pays a monthly subscription. But we launched it in several venues and it started to pick up real speed now, so that we've got some absolutely corkers on board. Over 150 venues now across the whole of the UK and Ireland, with lots of interest from abroad saying, when's it coming?
I would then download the app, I put on my profile being a guide dog owner, and perhaps I'm thinking, right, I want to go to the bank or a supermarket that has Welcome. So when I approach, do they sort of get a signal or something which shows up and says, Alan's coming, he's got a guide dog, this is what he's coming in for, and oh, by the way, don't distract the guide dog, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so you don't actually have to say what time you're coming in, just notification that you're thinking about coming in. What that then does is it triggers, as soon as you say that you're coming, messages to how to interact with me. And we take the example of a guide dog owner, it would say, make sure you introduce yourself, make sure you don't speak to my guide dog, make sure that you offer sighted guide, or make sure that you ask if I would like sighted guide and then which side I would like the guide on, or indeed make sure that if you're walking away, that say goodbye before you do. So the person has that information before you walk through the door. Now, when we started this, we tied it into GPS and Bluetooth. But over a period of time, what we've realized is that when somebody arrives somewhere, that isn't necessarily when they want the help, because you don't necessarily want the staff member to instantly rush up to you and go, oh, hi there, I'm here to help you and do this and do that and the next thing. So what we did was we said, when you arrive, you just press a manual arrival button, and that then triggers a notification directly to the staff member to say, Alan has just walked through the door, or Alan has been sat for 5 minutes to get his breath back and answer a few of his emails or do whatever he needs to do on social media. Now Alan needs to be interacted with. So that's basically how it works. We've now got over 30 different disabilities represented on the system. We've just added in Tourette's just recently. We are looking to add Parkinson's soon and get mental health awareness on there and learning difficulties through MenCap. But the interesting thing for us is that we can cover every single condition, and we also help the staff member feel less anxious. So it's not just about the disabled person feeling more confident, it's about the staff member feeling less anxious about the person arriving.
So tell us about 2021. What's been some of the highlights for Welcome? I know there's been lots going on.
Yeah, it's been wow. Well, we're very fortunate to have some very, very engaged users of the app. But I also could only praise my team who've been beyond engaged, and the champions that we have out there who we love, who are the people that say, have you seen Welcome yet? We want Welcome. And then we get contacted by the venues. So here's a few of the high points. Sport England gave us the go-ahead to install in 50 sports centres. So we're now in sports centres across Manchester, Salford, a lot of these areas, Midlands and around central England. Westminster Council have just gone live with the system and are looking to expand it. Irish Rail are looking to expand it. Just recently, we're speaking to MSP Kenneth Gibson. The Parliament, Scottish Parliament, are now looking at this as potentially something that gets put into constituency offices, making it much easier to go and see your MSP. My intention one day is to have it in polling stations. I love the idea of opening up the democratic process to more and more disabled people. And we all know when it comes to voting, disabled people in general feel not as welcome as they maybe need to when it comes to the voting process.
But you've picked up lots of awards over the years for the apps. You know, you've gone up against some of the big boys in tech, some global giants, and you've done incredibly well. But, you know, it's not about the awards. It's the fact that it's a double-sided coin that the service provider and the service user can benefit from something which, in essence, is quite simple, which is giving people information.
Yeah, it's just the simplest concept in the entire world. Do you train somebody 2 weeks or 6 months before they meet you, or do you train them 2 minutes before they meet you and therefore you get exactly what you need? It's not just about the training. You can say, I want a flat white coffee and a Danish pastry. I'm looking for a pair of work shoes. I want to put £3.50 each way on Dragonfly and £3.50 at Chepstow. You could put anything down as what you're wanting to do when you arrive. One of the big ones this year has been the National Health Service. Golden Jubilee ran it for 6 months, and there was great feedback from people who were using the system and actually being met at the door by staff members who knew exactly how to interact with them. So boom, boom, boom. It's been phenomenal. The big one earlier this year was winning the World Summit Award. We won the massive award from them, United Nations Global Sustainability Award, for inclusion and empowerment of disabled people. So it was massive for us. But then we did well in the National Diversity Awards. And I just won a X-Forces Veterans Entrepreneur of the Year award just recently. But as you said earlier, it's not about the awards. It's about what you do with the awards and getting that message out to people that this is something that's worth looking at.
Now, the app is absolutely free of charge for people to download. They can also request venues or service providers via the app as well. You guys will get in touch with them and say, you know, why not try out Welcome? So how can people find out more about it or get in touch with you guys if they've got any questions?
So simple. So if people want to follow us on Facebook, they can check out Welcome, W-E-L-C-O-M-E. The M is capitalized. There's loads of stuff on YouTube, or just Google neatbox.com and they'll find us on Tinternet. And hello@neatbox.com. If anybody wants to contact us that way, absolutely fine. I would just say Neatbox is N-E-A-T-E-B-O-X.com. And yeah, you quite rightly said there, people request venues. This is key for me. When I worked for Guide Dogs for the Blind, it was all about empowering my clients. This is about empowering disabled people to say what they want, when they want it, and how it should be delivered. And that is how we end discrimination.
Gavin, always great to catch up with you. Great news, as always, for Welcome, going from strength to strength. And thank you for joining us on R&IV Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.